Lesson number seven. If you're just tuning in, go back it up, baby. Back it up. Go back to the very first show today, May 7, 2015. Understand. We're doing the top 10 lessons yours truly learned looking back as I quit my corporate job. 10 years ago this week, it was yesterday, May 6, 2005. It was a Friday. I remember it like it just happened. And I'm sharing lessons I've learned along the way so you don't step in it like I did. And understand, you get one life, baby. You could be hit by the bus today, and you're going to say, oh, but at least I got that project done in time for the boss. And I think he really likes me, too. I'm up for a promotion at the end of the year when I get my 5% raise. Yay! Golf clap. Lesson number seven. I was unhealthy. Oh, was I unhealthy. And I mean from the inside out, child. Let me tell you, not only what I look at pictures of myself, and I show them to my wife, and I say, why didn't you just call me just a fat, disgusting pig and just call it the way it was? She said, well, you weren't. I mean, you look cute. I'm like, yeah, cute? Like what? Like the pig you see at the state fair kind of cute? I mean, look, I'm just keeping it real. This is the way I looked, and I felt worse on the inside. I mean, I wasn't obesely overweight, but you look at photos of me now, and my face is chiseled, and my body's chiseled. A lot of it has to do with I'm working out. Oh, gee, why would I be working out now these days? Huh, I don't understand. Oh, I don't know. Maybe because I have all the time in the world. Maybe because I can go to the gym and have the whole gym to myself. I mean, seriously, when do I go to the gym? Not at 7 a.m. No way. What, are you kidding me? You can't even get a parking spot outside. You know, side note, you know what's funny? This is hilarious. When you go to the gym and it's busy and everybody sits and waits for the person to pull out of the parking spot that's closest to the door. Isn't that ironic? Hello? You're going in to work out. Why are you trying to save 17 steps off your little jaunt to the front door of the gym? I mean, what's up, man? You're going to work out. Why don't you park a mile away from the gym and walk your fat into the gym? Oh, that's a side note. I was fat, disgusting, out of shape, couldn't run a tenth of a mile if you paid me without vomiting. And on the inside, my thoughts were not anywhere near where they needed to be. That was the most unhealthy part of my entire body, was my mind. I thought that I just had to take orders for the rest of my life and somebody would pay me money to do a job. Let me let you in on a little secret, child. Rich people buy their time. Poor people sell their time. You're selling your time at an hourly wage. I don't care if you're making $100 an hour. You are severely underpaid. You don't value your time. Average millionaire makes close to $600 an hour. They don't think about that. They don't even get billed by the hour anyway. That's kind of just a ballpark number. Is that what you're billing your time for? When you're standing at the water cooler and your little friend comes over and wants to gossip about how bad things are, what they're taking money out of your pocket. When your boss wants to call you in and give you some the gift of feedback, say, dude, you're stealing my money. Shut up. Now, I know you can't say that. You probably get fired or go on the developmental plan. But, man, when I realized how unhealthy I was, my mind was nowhere near. I used to sell my time. Sure, I'll do it. I'll do that project. I'll stay late. We had an easel board we used to set up in the main sales floor for people. Who's coming in on Saturday? And think about that. I mean, it's romper room. I mean, we were 30, 40-year-old male and females running families, and we owned houses, and who's coming in on Saturday? Sign up on the board. And I'm like, oh, my God, why don't I go put my Garanimals outfit on, and we'll have animal crackers and sit Indian style and watch Sesame Street because that's the way we're being treated. Forget the fact that I was fat and I had my belt on the largest loop possible on my 38-size pants. That wasn't the worst part about it. The worst part about it was I didn't believe that I could actually monetize anything other than just selling my time to somebody. I was unhealthy. And if that's you, you got to get healthy. Let me congratulate you, first of all. Listening to this show, it's going to get your mind in the right spot real quick. Next, you got to get your body. You got to be around for your kids, man. You got to be around for your grandkids. You cannot be unhealthy. And you can't set the example. Down in a bag of potato chips while you're watching a reality show, your kids are watching you. You're the reality show that they're watching. Oh, mom and dad, well, they sit around and watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy and then Criminal Minds. I just showed you what I watch. That's not me. Criminal Minds, I'm a huge fan. I haven't seen that show in forever, though. I got like 18 shows on TiVo. I just haven't had it. I just don't want to watch TV. I still watch my Dateline, still watch my 48 Hour. I'm big into whodunit, man. But your kids are watching you down the chips, watching the reality shows, falling asleep, chugging a beer. I mean, all of that stuff. They see your unhealthy inside mind. They see your unhealthy outside body, and they're going to mimic you. That's generational poverty. I didn't want generational poverty. And it doesn't have really a lot to do with money. It has to do with lifestyle. You know, you see your kids, you come home for a half hour. Then you're too tired to play with them, do anything. You wake up in the morning, you're out the door before they get up. That was me. That was me. And I realized real quick, here's when it hit me. My wife used to watch the Today Show back in the early part of 2002, 2003, when Madeline was a couple years old. And I remember one day, one morning, I slept in, and it was like 7 o'clock, and I started coffee, and I was going to hang out and watch the Today Show with Angela. And she goes, "Oh, my God, why aren't you at work? What's wrong? What's wrong?" I'm like, "Nothing's wrong. I just thought maybe I would not go in and hang out. Oh, my God, Daddy's home. Daddy's going to be home. Daddy's going to stay home." And I was home for like an hour. That was it. And it hit me that that was a big deal. When that becomes a big deal, you're a loser, okay? That's what I said to myself. I drove into work, I remember. I was thinking, what a loser I am. I mean, that's a huge deal. My wife got so excited because I watched the Today Show at 7 a.m. with her and had coffee and stuck around for an hour in the morning. I was out the door usually before my kids were up, and I was home, you know, maybe in time for them to hang out for an hour before they went to bed. Stupid. So I realized that. I was unhealthy. Inside, outside, don't be that person. Get healthy.